From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. On a party-line vote Saturday night, Senate Democrats managed to push their health care bill past a threatened GOP filibuster. But several centrist senators who voted to begin debate on the bill are now warning that they will oppose bringing the debate to an end if the opt-out public insurance option remains in the bill. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Nebraska's Ben Nelson told ABC's This Week he would block a final vote on the health care bill if its public option isn't changed.
We could negotiate a public option of some sort that I might look at, but I don't want a big government Washington-run operation that would undermine the private insurance that 200 million Americans now have.
But some of Nelson's Democratic colleagues strongly defend the public option that's in the bill. New York's Chuck Schumer told CBS's Face the Nation states that don't want the public option can opt out of it.
I think the proposal that Leader Reid wisely put into his bill, which is a moderate, modest proposal, sort of in the middle of public option land. There are some on the left who don't like it. They want it to be more liberal, some on the right. Will at the end of the day be where we end up?
Weeks more of debate on the measure are expected. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
One of the five men facing trial for the September 11th attacks plans to plead not guilty and then explain to the jury why they did it. That's according to the attorney for one of the men, Scott Fenstermaker, who met with his client last week at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay. He says that the defendants have discussed the trial and plan to use it to explain their assessment of American foreign policy. He says that assessment is negative. The death toll from a mine explosion on Saturday in northeast China has risen to 104. It was China's worst mining accident in 2 years. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Angry family members of the dead miners scuffled with police and demanded answers from the management of the Xinxing mine in northeast Heilongjiang province. Rail cars full of orange-suited rescuers descended into the still-smoking mine shaft to look for the missing. Gas was detected in the mine nearly an hour before the blast, and some workers were evacuated. 420 out of 528 miners working underground made it out. Most mine accidents in China occur at small, privately owned mines that lack adequate safety equipment and procedures. But the Xinxing mine is a large state-owned operation, which produced more than 1 million tons of coal in the first 10 months of this year. Heilongjiang's governor Li Zhanshu commented, "We cannot pursue GDP growth at the cost of blood." Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Oil prices rose above $78 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery rose by 97 cents to $78.44 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. A prominent group of economists has become more upbeat about the economic outlook. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The National Association for Business Economics declared the recession over last month, and now its members are looking for faster growth ahead than they had previously projected. The NABE panel of 48 professional forecasters now expects the gross domestic product to grow by 3% in the fourth quarter, then pick up next year to a 3.2% pace. That is 2/10 faster than their prior forecast. The economists also expect job losses to bottom out in the first quarter of next year and give way to net payroll gains. While the recovery has been jobless so far, that should soon change, said the group's president, Lynn Reeser, chief economist at Point Loma Nazarene University. Within the next few months, she said, companies should be adding instead of cutting jobs. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in New York.
Iran state television is reporting that Tehran has launched air defense war games aimed at protecting its nuclear facilities against attack. The report says the large-scale 5-day drill will involve an area about 1/3 the size of the country. A general with an Iranian Air Force unit says the war games will cover regions where Iran's nuclear sites are located. The United States and its European allies accuse Iran of embarking on a nuclear weapons program. Iran insists that the program is only for peaceful purposes. In Washington, a senior Obama administration official is calling on Iran to engage with the international community instead of engaging in military exercises. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.